From the safe house outside the infirmary, you are listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Christy Day. Now, I know what you're thinking. Where is Steve? Well, as you may know,
right here.
He was out on vacation last week, but the week before, he was diagnosed with H1N1, also known as the swine flu.
Yes.
But he's here with me today.
I am.
And we have a few questions for him about his experience with the H1N1.
I'm back.
So, Steve, what exactly made you think you needed to go to the doctor?
Well, as you may know, stepping back a couple of episodes, I had some really bad allergies. In fact, I had them so bad that Miss Lindsay Reynolds covered for me one day. I needed the intro and outro. Mm-hmm. And since I was sounding kind of rough, you know, I decided I'm going to let somebody else do this. And you weren't around.
Well, of course,
you know, we try to spread the
podcast love.
Yeah. Trying to spread it around a little bit. Anyway, Christy drew the short straw today. So I got her to do that voiceover work for me. And then we released that episode. Then I went out. I came back the day after Labor Day, and I had been out. I had had this sore throat and kind of hacky just with allergies. I do this every year, twice a year, spring and fall. When everything starts to, I guess, dry up, and I got real hacky. So I'd had this sore throat for the better part of a week. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting at lunch, and all of a sudden this sore throat was different. Instead of kind of a burned throat all the way down your throat, it was at this one particular spot. I'm holding my hand right at my collar line. And it was this one particular spot, and it was really sharp. It was a very different sore throat. So I gave my doctor a call, you know, what the heck. And I went in and was tested. And
tell me about that experience. First of all, what kind of test did they do on you?
Well, they did two tests. One was for strep, and the other was for, I guess it's the flu, or it might be testing for this specific flu. I'm not sure. After the doctor, you know, examined me, looked at my ears, up my nose, down your mouth, all that stuff. And he had the mask on, you know, like doctors do. He came back into the test is pretty simple. They stick a Q-tip up your nose. It's no big whoop. Well, it's like right there. It's no big deal. The strep throat test is a lot ickier.
More intrusive.
The one. That just hurts.
Yeah.
It's much making it a gag. But so the doctor comes back in. He says, well, the good news is you don't have strep. The bad news is you've got H1N1.
Dun, dun, dun.
But, yeah. But the way – I shouldn't say the way he said it, but where he said it from was what was so funny, because he was backed all the way into the corner as far away as he could get from me.
Oh, wow.
So apparently it is very contagious, and obviously he sees people. He didn't want to get them sick either. So, of course, he didn't want to get sick either. So, he was backed all the way into the corner. So his body language told me quite a bit.
So what kind of myths do you think are out there about the swine flu?
Boy, there's a bunch.
What's not true?
Well, I don't know. You know, people keep asking me, how bad was it? I've had worse flus. I can remember a flu in college. I was like curled up in the fetal position for 2 days.
That's called a hangover.
Oh, no, that was the body aches. It was a horrible flu. And I've never been one to do flu shots. I had one once, and I had kind of a reaction to it. So I thought, I don't need this. And I haven't had a flu in, you know, 20 years or so. This one was like a bad cold. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit of aches, a little bit of fever, kind of hacky, you know, that kind of thing. But I don't know if – well, first off, I believe they caught it very early, very, very early. And Tamiflu is the product, the prescribed drug. I don't know if it's
– pharmaceutical?
Yeah. I don't think it's an antibiotic. I don't know what it does. It's a flu medicine. Anyway, if that was so effective, but it brought my fever down immediately. Mm-hmm. In fact, I went around with a temperature of like 97.2 for –
like
three or four days.
Poster of health right there.
Well, it's the opposite of what's that called? You got a fever. That's when you're warmer than 98.6. What's it called when you're below that?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, I don't either.
The chills?
Well,
I don't know.
That's just it. We need to come up with a word. Maybe the listeners of Red Belly Radio can come up with a word for that. What was that comedian Sniglets when he always came up with the new words for stuff? My favorite was telecrastination.
Oh, I have telecrastination every day.
When you let the phone ring more than one time just to make people think you're busier than you really are. I, of course, didn't want to come to work because even though I didn't feel that bad, Well, it's comparison. I didn't feel so bad. I'm thinking of that other flu, you know, just felt horrible. But I felt like I had a bad cold.
Right.
So even if I'd wanted to come to work, I wouldn't have for fear of infecting other people because you never know how they're going
to
get the flu.
And I think that's the issue is that people are still coming to work because they think that maybe, oh, it's just the cold. It's not quite as bad. But people are going to be affected by it in different ways. So whereas it may not have hit you as bad, you know, it could hit somebody that's pregnant or somebody who has little babies at home. So
yeah, like somebody who has a suppressed immune system.
Right.
You know?
Right. So I think you did the right thing by staying home. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Although I haven't been off 2 weeks in a row.
Since fourth grade.
No, I did it when I remodeled my kitchen 12 years ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while. So you feel nice and rested. Well, welcome back. We're happy to see you. So what type of things did you do while you were resting? Did you watch a lot of movies?
I did watch any number of DVDs, some TV. I checked my emails quite a bit. I culled through something like 400 emails that had been in my email box. I came back today and it was only 200 instead of like 6-something.
Well, great. So what other things did you miss out on while you were out of the office? Anything we need to catch up on?
Well, there was a couple projects I was working on. In fact, listeners of Red Belly Radio would know that I was working on the Nolan Ryan event up in Albany, New York. Two videos coming from that, but I didn't get to edit any of that for 2 weeks while I was at home. So those videos are definitely coming. I got a great Q&A, question and answer thing with Nolan Ryan in the Hall of Fame.
Very cool.
And from only a week or so ago on the podcast, we featured employees doing their best It's On. So they could say It's On any way they wanted to. And we're going to be announcing that winner here, maybe later this week.
So I know you have your suspicions about how you caught the swine flu.
Mm.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, you know, there are a lot of people that are concerned about traveling. And I can state categorically, I was in Las Vegas and then went to Albany. I stayed in 4 different hotel rooms in 5 nights.
Wow.
I was on, I don't know how many airplanes. No, I didn't get sick for more than a week after that. So I had to have caught it around here in the same way that people catch any flu, you know,
right.
Doorknob, computer keyboard, whatever you might have touched, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, like they say, you know, wash your hands.
Yes.
If you do start having those symptoms, stay home. Don't bring it around your coworkers.
Have it checked out
and get yourself rested and taken care of. So, Steve, it's so wonderful to have you back today. But as we wrap up, is there anything else you wanted to add?
Well, you know, there is one little thing. I got about maybe a minute or so of audio from a question from a listener. She's an employee and listener, I might add, of Red Belly Radio. And she works in Baltimore. And she asked about the podcast that I did a month or so ago, where we posed the question, how do cows stand up? And it was the bovine challenge or something. I forget the title, but the question was, how do cows stand up? And Bob Phillips, a local broadcaster, kind of made his career off of that question. You can go back and listen to that episode. But the answer, well, I'll just play this. Roll this audio. Brenna, you're a listener of Red Belly Radio, and you have a question?
Yes, one of your episodes, you posed the question, how do cows stand up?
Well, from what I could determine, and I didn't know when I posted that question, they stand up, they get up on their front knees, and then their hind legs, and then their front hooves. And that's what I believe to be correct. Is that true?
That's absolutely correct. I grew up on a dairy farm in Wisconsin, and I was visualizing that, and I called my dad just to make sure. And yes, he did confirm that that's how cows do stand up.
And Brenda, you work in Baltimore?
Yes, I do. I work in aircraft maintenance stores.
Well, thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Steve.
Okay. Yeah. Can you read that other part for me, too, since you're hosting this show?
Yes, I can. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. The doctor has indicated that we've come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.
Including digital thermometers.
We'll see you next week.
Digital thermometers.